Rambo Last Blood is right-wing propaganda mixed with bloody carnage. I'm Jason Konigsberg of PanAndSlam.com, and today I am reviewing Rambo Last Blood. It has been almost 3 years since Donald Trump was elected President of the United States, and this is the first blatant movie made in response to the Trump presidency, and it takes a strong pro-Trump, anti-immigrant stance. Stallone's newest adventure as his second most famous signature character, John Rambo, is Rambo Last Blood, and let us hope that this is indeed the final time he plays him for both our sake and his. Trump wants to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico border. If Rambo Last Blood were true, he would not need to build a wall, he just needs Rambo at the border to kill all of the Mexicans trying to cross over. This movie is a xenophobic pat on the back for all Trump supporters. Seriously, according to Rambo Last Blood, Mexicans are all rapists, drug dealers, pimps, deadbeat dads, and murderers. We really do need a giant wall to keep these degenerate criminals out, since Rambo Last Blood shows how easy it is to cross the border illegally with a pickup truck. But the screenplay thinks that it earns its racism because the two women Rambo cares about speak Spanish. The opening shot shows a windmill and a farm from up in the sky. This is where John Rambo has been living since the events of Rambo, the 2008 movie, his fourth movie adventure, which took place in Thailand and Burma. At the end of that movie, we saw him come home, and Rambo Last Blood is the first time we see John Rambo with some semblance of a family and not a complete loner. He is living with an older woman, played by Adriana Barraza, and his niece. It is never explained how she is his niece or what the three of them are doing on this massive ranch in Arizona, just that they both care for her and have for the past 10 years since Rambo came home. Her mother passed and her father abandoned her. She is determined to find her father in Mexico, and that sets off the events of the movie where John Rambo needs to go back into action and rescue her. The plot is like if Taken went south of the border. It just does not ever work out as well, and it should not have due to the inept script. Stallone carries the film with dignity and maintains his character's icy, virtuous demeanor, never smiling, always determined to finish the job he started no matter what insurmountable obstacles stand in his way. Also, the music score is solid, reminiscent of the earlier Rambo scores, still echoing the song Long Road from the original movie First Blood back in 1982. Rambo Last Blood is just incredibly racist and right-wing. It makes Mexico look like a hellhole. The residents are all low-class criminals, except for one female journalist, played by Paz Vega, who is a plot contrivance to help him. But if you can get past that, the action is pretty good, as long as you do not have an aversion to graphic violence. This movie, Rambo Last Blood, delivers in the action department, albeit with gallons of blood. It may be gorier than some of the Saw movies. The finale was where most of the carnage takes place, and also where the script just throws in the towel. It tries to emulate the climax of the James Bond movie Skyfall, which itself was just copying Home Alone, as Rambo tries to literally protect his homeland from illegal immigrant invaders. The end sequence has some terrific bloody action, and it plays music by The Doors just to remind you that John Rambo was a Vietnam veteran. But that's not enough to recommend Rambo Last Blood, which is basically an unnecessary sequel to a great B-movie franchise combined with right-wing, big-budget propaganda. I'm Jason Konigsberg of PanAndSlam.com. Live long, prosper, and watch movies.